the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Win some, lose most, Lundy. That is the theme of this program and really of my sports betting career. Because yesterday was a day for the ages where there were hellish results, and I was, you know, burning up in Dante's Inferno, and I mean this in a metaphorical, awful sense, because I went 2-for-12 on player props. But you know what? The sun rose this morning. I am back in the saddle, and we have a better's paradise on tap this evening because we've got Tuesday Night Football. Are you ready for Ravens and Cowboys, plus a ridiculous slate of college basketball games? So let's go ahead and give people a taste, an appetizer on the hardwood. Let's talk North Carolina and Iowa because we've got the Big Ten ACC Challenge going down tonight. We're going to have another pick in regards to that series later on in this broadcast. But I'm taking the over on 156 in what should be a track meet between these two clubs in Iowa City. Well, Iowa does relish a fast tempo, number 40 in the country adjusted tempo. You look at North Carolina, they're inside the top 95 in that category. Both love to fly in transition. Very few half-court sets will be needed in this game. And what I love about the Hawkeyes, yeah, they played a lot of meek competition, but they have, you know, levied a heavy hand on that competition with a 39.03 point percentage on offense, number 7 in assist to field goals made in the country, and 1.15 points per possession. They're more than Garza with Wieskamp and Frederick and Bohannon, and they're also rather giving on the defensive side, number 71 in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency. North Carolina, meanwhile, they can really fill it up more inside than outside. They're only shooting 27.1% from beyond the arc, but they can pack the paint with their length and athleticism, netting 59.4% of their points from two. So as long as this pace is going to be brisk and bank on it, I think it will be. This game is going to be comfortably in the 160s, and that's why I'm over on the 156. So an early fade or follow, amigo. Where are you going to go?
I'll follow you on this one because I'm going to go against the public, Brad. Seeing the totals from Sports Insight says 65% of the bets right now are on the under. Ooh. So I think we got a chance to go against the public here, which, as you just pointed out, after yesterday's podcast and picks, it's possible that the public is fading us. So we could be in a little bit of trouble here.
Well, let's hopefully get off the schneid right off the bat with a little over there on 156, Carolina and the Hawkeyes. And look, if you want to get on that action or the NFL player props, sides, totals, whatever is your pleasure, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Going to kick off the season of giving. DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. And luckily for us sports fans, there's an abundance of action taking place from start to finish. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code FTN. DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. It's safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, it's time to kick this funk to the curb with today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go ahead and kick things off. We do have a Tuesday game between the Ravens and the Cowboys. Man, I'm going to be working those thumbs, flipping back and forth. Going to have a multi-screen experience tonight as I'm soaking up all this college hoops action and, of course, the NFL simultaneously, Lundy. That's what I'm saying. You know, just serve me a frozen margarita right now, because we are going to be sitting in this bettor's paradise, and I am hoping tonight's bets go much better than they did yesterday, starting with J.K. Dobbins. 57.5 rush yards against the boys, and we call them, not so affectionately, Little D, and I'm taking the over here for that reason at a minus 112 juice. I think Dobbins, you know, he missed last Wednesday's game due to the COVID. He was just off the list. He is back, and I think he's going to be the primary running back in this contest. Gus Edwards had an opportunity to seize the upper hand and failed to do so against the Steelers. So I think Dobbins, with Mark Ingram very much an afterthought, will be the point of emphasis on the ground, where he can take advantage of this weak front of the Dallas Cowboys, which has allowed 130.7 rush yards per game, 4.82 yards per carry the running back position. 11 plowshares have gone over this proposed total. And Dobbins, when given opportunity, Lundy, he's been peak efficient with a 3.18 yak per attempt. That's top 20 among rushers. Also top 20 among rushers is missed tackle percentage of 22.5. So J.K., I think he's going to have us rolling in the dough. Are you going to fade or follow me on the over 57.5 rush yards?
Well, Dallas can't stop anybody, Brad, and so you just have to hope that it's the Dobbins show and not the Gus bus, right? Because
right.
Sometimes trying to predict that backfield is not all that easy, and of course Lamar Jackson will scramble as well. I'm going to follow you with this one, but I do think that it is not a number that he's just going to blow out of the water necessarily. I do think he can get over it, but I think it's going to be relatively close just because you do have essentially, even without Ingram, you still have essentially a three-headed monster with Lamar Jackson mixed in there with that backfield in terms of his ability to scramble. So I'll take the over in this one, but I think it's going to be tight.
Feed him, Roman and Harbaugh, for the love of the gambling gods.
Number four.
All right, same game, different name. Let's go to the other side of the pill here and talk a Dallas Cowboy. C.D. Lamb, 45.5 receiving yards. And I'm going to take the over on this one, Lundy, at a minus 112 juice. Why? Well, I know the Baltimore Ravens have been rather stout against the pass this season, just a 6.4 YPA allowed this year. But Baltimore, where they are weakest, is against slot wide receivers. Using the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, they have allowed 6.5 receptions per game and 73.3 yards per game to slot targets. Well, guess where CeeDee Lamb lines up? 85.5% of the time in the slot. He's averaging north his proposed line at 59.1 yards per game, and going toe-to-toe with Marlon Humphrey, who's given up a 69 flat catch percentage. I think he will have the advantage here. 18 wideouts have gone over this proposed threshold, and I think CeeDee Lamb's going to add his name to the list. Fade or follow, the rookie out of Oklahoma, 45.5 yards on the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over with this one as well, Brad. You look at 17 receptions over the course of the last four games that he's played, easily tucking in there as a number two receiver option, and he's got a really solid matchup in terms of being able to pull in those catches and turn them into yards. So I think that if he can stay on that type of target pace and that kind of reception pace, you take the yards per catch, the opportunities, add them all up, boom, you get an over.
Yeah, Lamb will not get skewered tonight.
Number three.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. Use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple concept here, folks. It's more or less over or under on all of your favorite player props. You can parlay them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you score on the more or less the over the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets this holiday season. And it's just you against the house, not against other DFS lineup accumulators like some of the other sites that are out there. Again, go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Zeke Elliott. Boy, people in fantasy land have been freaking over Zeke this season for all the wrong reasons. 12.5 fantasy points is a line here. And again, they use a PPR, that's points per reception scoring system. And I'm taking the under here, Lundy, as Elliott has been comfortably under this proposal in four of his last five games. Now, the Ravens kind of been bend, don't break in terms of the run defense this season. Yeah, they go to 4.36 yards per carry to RBs this year, but just 127.0 total yards per game, seven combined touchdowns. six, a half dozen rushers have gone over this proposed total. But Zeke, a picture of inefficiency, 2.57 yak per attempt and just a 14.5 missed tackle rate. And that offensive line, major lingering questions for the Dallas Cowboys, pulled all together, and I think the under hits here. So fade or follow Zeke Elliott under 12.5 fantasy points.
I think this all comes down to whether or not he finds the end zone. I really do. I think the point total, as you said, with the way they do their points there at Monkey Knife Fight, I think this is going to be a tight number, but I am going to say that Zeke does not splash six and therefore comfortably gets you in the under with this one. But again, I think it all comes down to a touchdown. So if it winds up being, you know, maybe even, you know, Pollard sneaks in there when they're in the red zone, something crazy like that, keeping Zeke out of the end zone, I think that'll keep him under. But that's really going to be the fulcrum point right there. It's will he hit the end zone or not? I say no, so I will follow and take the under.
Take the under, deny him the end zone, Ravens.
Number two.
All right, let's work in one more player prop for this contest, and we got to talk about Action Jackson. Lamar off the COVID list, expected to start. And I'm going to give you a little bonus time play as well and piggyback on this first selection. I'm taking the over on 50.5 rush yards. Yeah, Kyler Murray is the only quarterback to go over this proposed total against the Dallas Cowboys this year. On 10 carries, the Dachshund of the Desert scooted his way to 74 yards against this defense. But you know, you look at Jackson, he's had at least 11 rush attempts in his last four contests. He's gone over this number eight times this season. And Dallas, middle of the pack in terms of pressure percentage at 24.3%. Middle of the pack in terms of blitz percentage at 26.6%. And that's always key with Jackson. If you bring the heat, you are rolling the dice because of his ability to break, contain, and explode up the field with his legs. And I think you're going to see that front and center tonight. So, you know, again, he's done this eight times this year, Lundy. As long as there's no post-COVID hangover, I think he's easily going to sail past his total, maybe wind up in the 60s or closer where Murray was at 74 rush yards. And then the bonus one I'll work in real quick, 179.5 pass yards. That's it. That's the line for Lamar Jackson, and I will take the over on that. He's also going over this proposed total eight times this season. Cowboys giving up a 7.3 YPA, 230.5 pass yards per game. Only Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Alex Smith. Those are the three quarterbacks that have gone under this total. I don't think he's going to obliterate it by any stretch, but I think he'll finish in that 180 to 200 pass yards range. So again, to recap, over Lamar Jackson, 50.5 rush yards. Over Lamar Jackson, 179.5 pass yards. Fade or follow.
Oh, man, they got better luck right now if they go out to the stockyards in Fort Worth and find a couple of rodeo cowboys that want to play defense. Dallas can't do squat on defense right now. I'm going to follow, take the over on both of them. You talk about the fact that he has, on the rushing total, for example, you talk about the fact that he's done it eight times this year. The only two times that he didn't were both blowout wins, one of them against Cincinnati and one of them to start the season against Cleveland, where he had 45. In the game against Cincinnati, he only had 3 yards total, but it was also a 27-3 game. He didn't have to do anything. It was just not much going on in that game. So I'm with you. I think that he gets the over with the rushing, and I also think he gets the over with the passing as well. And for those of you in the legal jurisdiction, as Brad likes to say, a little bonus for you here.
Ooh.
DraftKings has a bonus you can opt into today. It's a no-brainer, Brad. All Lamar has to do is complete one pass, and they've got a boost for you for that to be plus 100. It is free money available to you right now at DraftKings.
Yeah, and the max bet's $25. So if you want to double your money right there, make it happen. I mean, it is an absolute no-brainer. Take advantage of all things Lamar Jackson.
Number one.
All right, as promised, let's work in another college basketball selection, and I would be remiss if I didn't talk about my University of Illinois Fighting Illini. They had a game canceled on Saturday due to the COVID, not because of Illinois, but because of UT Martin. So they haven't played since they lost by 13 to the Baylor Bears, who are arguably the best team in the country right there, of course, with the Gonzaga Bulldogs. And that game, of course, got canceled on Saturday. But Illinois and Duke is on. Illinois traveling to a very quiet, a pin drop quiet Cameron Indoor Stadium, and I'm taking the Illini here plus 3.5. Now, let me speak as objectively as I can here. This is why I like Illinois in this game. They match up extraordinarily well with the Blue Devils compared to what the matchup was with Baylor. Why? Illinois has a rebounding and size advantage. Number 2 in the country in offensive rebounding percentage, number 6 in defensive rebounding percentage. Kofi Coburn should be a point of emphasis. Georgie Bashanisvili had a brilliant game off the bench last week. If that version shows up, that's a formidable 1-2 punch that Duke cannot handle, because Duke's front line basically goes 6'8", 6'9", and they got pounded on the glass by Michigan State. And more importantly, Duke did not shoot the ball well along the perimeter. And that's going to be the other key here for Illinois, is shackling the arc. And if they can do that and force Duke into being a one-dimensional team, I think they're going to win this game straight up going away. You throw in the Blue Devils' issues in terms of turnovers. They've coughed it up 23.3% of the time. And the fact that Illinois is exceptional from downtown on the season, I think ultimately they're going to prevail in this game, again, because they match up so well and can take advantage of Duke's primary inadequacies. So, fade or follow Illinois plus 3.5. Are you going to be with me here, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, I think as much as I was talking about how, you know, it all came down to how Zeke, whether or not Elliott was going to find the end zone, I think this all comes down to which version of Georgie shows up.
Yeah.
Against Duke. I got to be honest with you. But I'll tell you what, my man, I will give you your Fighting Illini love, Illini. I will give you the love on today just because I know how badly you want them to bounce back. And I actually think they've got a good shot to cover and maybe even to win it outright. So I will go ahead and follow you. I will take those points as they're giving them to us. And let's see if the Illini can take care of things at Cameron.
Stay out of foul trouble, Kofi Coburn. That's going to be critical this time around. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this program. And of course, check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.
Feed the noise.